The Shadowed Land, a novel. Book 3 of the Lost Queen series. By Signe Pike. Read by Ailey Beaton. Tony Fruten, Gary Furlong, Angus King, and Siobhan Waring.
For my mother, Linda Johansson. Every word. There are no goodbyes for us. Wherever you are, you will always be in my heart. Mahatma Gandhi. Three great ages. The age of the yew tree, the age of the eagle, and the age of the Cailleach Vera. Proverb from West Connacht. In the 1830s, a group of quarrymen discovered a body buried on a hilltop east of Dunipace, Scotland. The skeleton had been laid to rest in an ancient coffin of unhewn stone. No weapons, jewellery, mirrors or combs were found in the grave. The only accompanying artefacts were a simple earthenware vase and, inside it, the decayed remains of what looked like parchment. A report was published in the New Statistical Account of Scotland, and the body was removed so quarrying could continue. Where the skeleton was sent, or whether it was reburied elsewhere, no one knows. The body, the coffin, and the earthenware vase have all been lost. Along with the parchment, and whatever had been written upon it. Chapter 1. Langorith. Dunmeldred, southern kingdom of Godothan, land of the Britons, 2nd of July, AD 580. It began with a dream. Those were the first words my daughter uttered after 8 years missing. Angharad was dead, or so I'd been told. When I sat at my weaving, eyes touched upon me with pity. Look at the
sample complete. Ready to continue?